Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It is Wednesday and what a glorious, glorious Wednesday morning it is. Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0. A lot of fun that was, wasn't it? What a great, great evening at the Emirates. Absolutely smashed them. If I tell you what, if Sunday's anything like that, then Sunday, oh, what a dream that would be. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, shall we? But oh, brilliant performance from Arsenal. Absolutely fantastic. Chelsea, shambolic. Yeah, just a lot of fun. When you go to football and you watch football, you want to be entertained, don't you? You want to smile. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to come out feeling very good about yourself and very good about your team. And you want to laugh at the opponent. You do want to laugh at the opponent. It's what makes football fun, I think, is when you just see someone, especially a team who have given you quite a bit of misery over the years recently, and you just sort of tread on them a little bit. It almost feels like you tread on them and you just kick up some mud in their face as you walk off. And that's kind of what it felt like Arsenal did to Chelsea yesterday. It was men against boys, really. And so many times against Chelsea in the last 20 years, it's been different when Arsenal have gone to Stamford Bridge at times and been bullied and brushed aside by Drogba, Diego Costa and players like that. But all those days are gone. They really are gone. It is very, very different now. It's Arsenal doing the bullying, and they absolutely bullied Chelsea in that second half last night. Made them pay and put themselves back top of the Premier League. 3 points clear. Now it is over to Liverpool and to Manchester City, which we'll wait and see how they get on over the course of the next couple of days. But for Arsenal, it was exactly what you dreamed of when you went to the game. You wanted an early goal, you got it, and then you wanted them to sort of go on and kill the game off. And in the second half, they did that. Kai Havertz absolutely central to it with a couple of goals. Ben White with a couple of goals. Trossard obviously scoring that goal in the first half, and an absolute virtuoso performance from Martin Odegaard once again in the heart of the midfield. It was just a really, really good night for Arsenal. There were a few scares in that first half after Trossard had opened a scoring after, what, 4 minutes, wasn't it? Really good play by Declan Rice driving in from the centre and laying out to Trossard. Good finish that. I know on the TV they were saying about goalkeeping error, and it always looks a bit dodgy when you get kind of beaten at the near post like that. But it's very hard, I think, for a goalkeeper when a ball gets drilled at you that quickly from that sort of angle, and it was just in between the post and his foot. I think it was very hard for the goalkeeper to save it. But it was a perfect start for Arsenal. But then the rest of the first half, Chelsea had their moments. I thought they did. I thought Nicholas Jackson caused Saliba and Gabriel problems with his pace, with his movements. He got away with Saliba, got away from Saliba a couple of times. You know, thankfully, Chelsea didn't finish off the kind of half chances they had. They had the deflected one, didn't they, that Gabriel hit him and then hit the post. Raya, I think he called into that, he made one save. There was a cross came in from Gallagher that Jackson got all wrong when he went ahead. It ended up handballing it. So there were a couple of nervy moments. Ben White had a nice block from a Cucurea shot. So at halftime, it kind of felt a little bit on a knife edge. I think, you know, Arsenal were on top and they had really good chances themselves to extend their lead. You know, Havertz should have shot when he went through, chose to pass. Then next time he shot when maybe he should have chosen to lay the ball off to Trossard, although it was a good save by the goalkeeper. He had the Trossard shot that was deflected and he made a good save. Rice had put one just over. But, you know, the game still felt a little bit in the balance at halftime. You knew Arsenal were the better team. That was obvious from the first half. But Chelsea did look a bit of a threat. So, you know, you knew that Arsenal needed to come out quickly in the second half. And they did that. Ben White with the making it 2-0 with that goal. And then it was a Kai Havertz show after that. A couple of goals. Loved his second goal. His first goal, sorry. Obviously, the ball from Odegaard, who was brilliant all night. It was fantastic. But I just loved the strength of Havertz. You know, it was really good pace to get in front of his man. And then just the strength, you know, sort of just keeping his arm in Cucurella's face, just making sure Cucurella wasn't going to get there. And it was a really nice finish to make it 4-0 soon after, another good finish. And then Ben White with his sliced volley that went into the top corner. If that was Mudrick, I'm sure he would have claimed it afterwards, say he meant it, but pretty obvious that he didn't. But the way things were going for Arsenal in that second half, 5-0, could have been more, missed some chances after that. But yeah, fantastic night. Really, really top performance from Arsenal. And just exactly what you wanted when you went to that game. You look at the numbers, you know, it's a really dominant performance. The expected goals, Arsenal just under 3. This is from canonstats.com. Scott Willis is his website. Yeah, just under 3 for expected goals for Arsenal. 27 shots to 7. You know, and at half time, that would have been a lot more in the balance, certainly in terms of how many shots Chelsea had. You know, just a one shot on target for Chelsea in that game, 10 for Arsenal. More passes, more possession for Chelsea. You know, Arsenal let them have the ball, but just never, ever looked like doing anything with it. Just a really dominant win for Arsenal. And you would look at the way they played in that game, the way that they approached it, and you think that's got to stand them in really, really good stead for Sunday's game at Tottenham. They have a nice little break now. You know, well, call it a nice break. It's 5 days or whatever it is. But in footballing terms, certainly in recent weeks for Arsenal, that is a nice little break. You know, I haven't asked, but I'm sure they will probably, if they're not going to have a day off today, they will have, you know, they'll go in maybe for a tiny little bit of recovery this afternoon, and that's about it. I can't imagine they'll be training today. Mikel Arteta will let them, give them some time to rest their legs and to get themselves ready for what is just a huge game once again, as they all are at this stage of the season for Arsenal. Mikel obviously absolutely delighted with what he saw from his team during the evening. He said, yeah, it was a big performance collectively and individually. I thought we were really good against a really good team that was in great form, and they were going to ask us a lot of questions. We responded really well from the start of the game. I think we were really determined, really flowing, playing with a lot of courage and making things happen. Yeah, really happy with the result. It's a big day for our supporters as well. So really happy with that. 4 wins from 5 in the league for Arsenal now in April. And I know there's lots of talk after that Villa game of, oh, Arsenal in April, blah, 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 blah. But I thought, you know, it's a bit harsh, that, because it was only one defeat. Yes, you had the Champions League game, but look, when you go out to Bayern Munich in the Champions League, it's no great, you know, it's no great shame in that. Lots of teams go out to Bayern Munich, especially when the second leg's in Munich. But yeah, I thought a lot of the reaction to the Villa game felt a little bit over the top. Obviously, it was massively, massively disappointing, but I did think it felt a little bit over the top. And I think the way Arsenal have responded to that in the next two games, you know, 2 wins, 7 goals, none conceded. You can't really ask for much more than that. And they didn't look too jaded yesterday, didn't they? They didn't look like they were running out of steam or bottling it or whatever yesterday with that type of performance. And they certainly didn't show that when they went and produced that away performance at Wolves at the weekend. I've got to talk about Martin Odegaard. I'm going to talk soon about the sort of midfield trio of Odegaard, Partey and Rice, which we finally got to saw in Premier League action last night and was so, so good to watch. But Odegaard, I don't know who's going to be up for player of the season this year. Not just I'm talking about Arsenal, I'm talking about the Premier League player of the season. You know, Declan Rice will be up there. He has to be. And I did a show with James Spence the other week in terms of Arsenal's player of the season. And I'm already changing my mind. I gave it to Declan Rice in that game. But I was watching Odegaard last night and I was just thinking, he's probably been better than Declan Rice. And it's really hard because they've been so good. Both of them have been so, so good. You know, there's been lots of Arsenal players who have been fantastic this season. But Martin Odegaard, what we're seeing right now, is one of the very best players, not in the Premier League, in the world right now at Arsenal. What he's producing week after week is that perfect mixture. I said it last night on social media, is that perfect mixture of quality, technique, artistry, but just sheer hard work as well. You very, very rarely get that in a footballer. It's what makes the very best players stand out is their ability not just to do all the great things and to get you off your feet with, you know, the technique and the skills they do and the goals they score. It's just that hard work, that leading from the front. And he does that so, so well. It's so impressive. It's exhausting. I say it all the time, just watching him. Can't even imagine how tired he must be at the end of each game. But from your captain, it's absolutely what you want. He was majestic last night. The ball for Kai Havertz to make it 3-0. The little lofted pass over the top for Ben White to make it 5-0. There was that pass through to Havertz at the start of the second half, which the goalkeeper saved. It was just wonderful. Some of the touches and the flicks in the first half in and around the penalty area. We are watching an artist at work. We're watching one of the very best players in the world right now, and we get to see him every single week. And you know, deservedly man of the match yesterday. And it's just a fantastic 35 million, whatever it was. It just, you don't get pick up bargains like that in modern day football now. Very, very rarely anyway, especially if you're a top club, because you have to play a premium, obviously, for players when you go knocking. But £35 million for Martin Odegaard. It just, unbelievable piece of business. And he's only going to get better as well. And he has to be in the running for the Premier League Player of the Year. He absolutely have to. If you're talking about Cole Palmer, Rodri, Phil Foden, Declan Rice, you know, Martin Odegaard has to be in the running for that award at the end of the season.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, talking about now Odegaard sort of expanded out into that midfield three that we finally got to see. Hallelujah, we finally saw it in a Premier League game. Just a shame we had to wait until late April to see it. Of Thomas Partey, I thought he would start yesterday, and he did. It felt like Mikel would bring him in for this game. So you had Partey at the base, and then you had Rice playing further forward with Odegaard, and it just worked so, so well. I thought Partey played really well. I love that little dummy in the first half that sent Enzo Fernandez just legging it off and the ball just flying in the other direction. Just big cheers at the Emirates for that. Just a lovely bit of play from Thomas Partey. It was just great all night. And it, the freedom, it just felt like it gave Odegaard and Declan Rice to have Partey looking sharp as well. You know, and that was the most important thing. He looked sharp. He looked like he was in the rhythm of the game straight away. Something he hasn't really looked like when we've seen him certainly come off the bench in recent weeks. And it was just great to see. And, you know, I thought Partey would probably come in for this game, but I thought the long-term thinking was that Jorginho would probably start against Tottenham. But providing, you know, there's no injury issue to Thomas Partey after this game, his legs are fine, he doesn't feel tired after it, I think you have to play Partey at Spurs now, because this three played so well together and it looks so good. You know, I think Jorginho's been great this season. He's had such a big impact on the team. But I think if providing Partey's fine and hasn't picked up any sort of issue after that start yesterday, I think he has to start. This midfield three has to start against Spurs. Mikel was asked about how Rice, Odegaard and Partey played together. He said, yeah, we have the squad available now apart from Urien. Hopefully he's going to be soon very back with us. We have to utilise the players, the quality that we have. We thought it was a really good game for Thomas to come back. He looks like he's in rhythm. He trained really well the last few days. And the way they set up, the players that they have in, and the way they attack, especially, we believe it was the right call to make. He stepped up and had a great performance and was really important for the team on what he likes about that midfield trio. He says everything, but as well, when we played Declan, Kai and Martin, or play with Emil as well, or Georgie for sure, he has played some big games and we've won some big games with him as well. It depends on the game and the state and the opponent as well. It's great because everybody feels important. That's something really, really important now. And he's right to point that out. Absolutely. You know, there's been different midfield options. The fact that Arsenal have got to this stage of the season, late April, four games to go now, whatever it is four games to go. And this is the first time we've seen that midfield three, and yet they're 3 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Speaks volume for the work that everyone has done this season and how everyone's played when called upon. But there's no doubt that this is Arsenal's best midfield. We've known that all season. We've just needed to be able to see it, but we haven't been able to because of the injuries to Thomas Partey. But now he's back. Now he's fit. You know, there is still four huge games to go. And he could still have a massive say on this season. And we saw that last night. And hopefully we'll see that again against Spurs, because I do feel like, as I said, if he's not injured, if there's no, you know, setback or anything like that, then I think he has to play against Spurs, doesn't he? I'd be very, very surprised if he doesn't. But let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Okay, player ratings wise from me, here we go. David Raya gets a 7. Didn't have too much to do in terms of shot. Like I said, it was just one shot on target for for Chelsea. But everything he had to do, he did well. Gave him a 7. Gave White a 9. Saliba, Gabriel. I thought they were given some problems last night. I didn't think they were at their best last night. You know, as I said, Saliba got the run around a little bit by Jackson in the first half. The pace of Jack, you know, I think Jackson's got all the attributes to be a really top player. He just can't finish. But, you know, everything else he does it very, very well. He's got such pace, you know, he frightens defenders. You know, Saliba is a fast player and Jackson was running away from him a couple of times in that first half. And yeah, I just thought they looked a little bit off, Gabriel and Saliba, at times yesterday. You know, Jackson had that big chance in the second half as well from about 2 yards, which he managed to put wide despite having the whole of the goal to aim at. And Gabriel sort of lost his foot in a little bit. So I didn't think that they were at their best. They weren't bad, but they weren't at their very, very best that we've seen this season. So I gave them both 7s. I gave Tomiyasu an 8. I thought he played well, Tommy. I think, he got turned once. I think lost possession in that the chance that sort of led to Jackson's effort in the second half, but other than that, I thought he played pretty well coming in. Great to see him back as well, and that it was just a bit of a reaction to a kick he got against Bayern Munich that meant he missed the game against Wolves, and it wasn't anything more serious. Thomas Partey, I thought, was fantastic in that base of that midfield. Gave him an 8. Odegaard and Rice, 9 each. I thought they were my two man in the matches, those two, but Odegaard definitely was the top. You know, if I had to give it to someone, it'd be Odegaard. I thought it was fantastic, Odegaard, last night. Just quality. Really, really, really was. So I gave him and Rice both a 9. I gave Saka and Trossard out wide an 8. Trossard set the tone with that goal. I thought Saka, Cucurella was a really good, fun battle to watch. And I thought Saka looked really, really sharp last night, which was great to see ahead of North London derby. And Havertz, I gave a 9 as well. Yes, there were a couple of moments in the first half when you looked at him and thought, oh, God, if only you had a proper, you know, out and out number 9 in that position, he would have taken advantage of it. But still, he played so, so well. I thought he just brought so much to the team, even in that first half. Some of his hold-up play and flicks around the corner were great. And then obviously he got his 2 goals in the second half. And so he gets a 9 as well. Substitutes obviously came on in the second half. But they're my player ratings for last night's starting 11. Right, we're going to move on to some of your guys' opinions on what you saw last night. So we'll go through some of this, starting with Timothy. He says, hi, Charles. What a game. What a result. The standout from me was the combo of Partey and Rice. Rice as a left eight is capable of providing everything Arteta hoped he'd get from Havertz there. Oh, what could have been with a fit Partey all season. The biggest concern of the night was Martinelli and Jesus. Both had chances to impact the game and give them a vitally needed confidence boost. I fear that lack of form from our bench could hurt us. Do you think Partey Rice is worth sticking for Spurs? Obviously, I've already answered that earlier on in this video. Yes, I do, providing Partey's fine. Yeah, look, Martinelli could have scored, should have scored at the end there. But I don't know, when you're saying not having as much impact off the bench, I understand, you know, he could have scored against Wolves as well, drew a good save, but at least he's getting chances when he's coming off the bench. You know, so he is causing teams problems. Look, he's not having the best of seasons, Martinelli, when it comes to finishing and scoring goals. I think that's very, very obvious, but yeah, he's still young. He's still learning. It's very hard to maintain that level. And, you know, I'm not too worried about him, I have to say. BD says, what a game. Shame we took our foot off the gas after 70 minutes, but really enjoyed that. Thomas Partey is king of one-touch passing. Makes us tick so smoothly and brought the best out of Odegaard and Rice tonight. Mikhailo Mudryk was probably handcuffed himself to the stadium. Such a shame for him. Long live Trossard. Nahid says, hi Charles, that was a brilliant performance. I'm absolutely ecstatic and have so much energy right now. I think we should play the exact same lineup for the North London derby, bar Trossard, not because he doesn't deserve to start, but because Martinelli's pace could really exploit Spurs' high line. Was really impressed by Fabio Vieira, who I love calling the next Luis Figo. Oh, that'd be nice. Could have scored more, but I would take a 5-0 thrashing over the blue scum any day of the week. Yeah, nice little cameo from Fabio Vieira at the end, absolutely. Vet Para says, hi, Charles. Thought that was as good as we've seen from Partey this season. Absolutely, it was as good as we've seen from Partey this season. White and Rice are monsters. Odegaard, magic. Vieira's cameo was actually pretty lively. It was, yeah. Fair play to pointing that out, a couple of you. Rhys Jacobs says, hey, Charles, perfect result going into the North London derby. Partey was getting up to scratch and Benny was absolutely superb. Glad Kai shook off those missed chances in the first half. Onwards and upwards, statement performance. It's always so important, isn't it? Putting a... I mean, look, at this stage of the season, I said after Wolves, I don't care how Arsenal win. I'd take 5-4, 1-0 wins until the end of the season. But when you can sort of shake off the pressure and produce a performance like that and win games like that, and more, you know, Man City had clawed Arsenal's goal difference back a little bit in recent weeks. So to go and do that and to stretch that goal advantage out again, which could be so important, we don't know, it could be. I think it was a real statement, like you said, and especially when you're going first and Liverpool, Man City have to sit there and watch that. You know, hopefully that gets into their heads over the next couple of days. Gunner for Life, or sorry, Nathan from the USA says, hey, Charles, what a reaction by this team. What a match. Top performance across the whole pitch. Such a delight and a joy. No matter how it all ends for us this season, this is a proper football team. And I'm delighted to be a Gunner. 100%. Nathan, agree with you. I sent out myself to someone last night. It doesn't matter what happens. You know, City are favourites. City are probably going to win this league. But what if that is the case, this is a real proper Arsenal team that we are seeing now. Absolutely proper Arsenal team. They are not going anywhere. We are right up there when it comes to Europe's top sides. Still got stuff to prove in the Champions League, absolutely. But when you look at this team now and you look at what's probably going to happen in the summer in terms of improving it further, it's a really exciting time to be an Arsenal fan. Yes, we want to win trophies. We want to win this league. I'm desperate for us to win this league. But if we don't, it doesn't take away from the fact that this is a really good, proper football team that we are now watching week in, week out. And here's one from Random Maggie, I think that is. It says, hi, Charles. I have to say the best part of this match is you don't know who deserves to be man of the match. More Ben White, Partey, Havertz and Odegaard were all immense. Great to see Rice and Partey together for the first time since Community Shield. Arteta will have a selection headache against Tottenham. Absolutely. All the players are in form. You're 100%. He does have a selection headache and it's a great one to have. But I do think you probably keep the same team, I think, after a performance like this. And finally, got a few more here. Van Berman says, hi, Charles. We really need to highlight the poor challenges we've seen in the last 2 days, both over the ball and this last one. Not even punished with a card for Jackson. It's quite unbelievable. Yeah, I don't get it. You know, I had my say after the Wolves game with that Max Kilman foul that should have been a red card. And Jackson should have been sent off yesterday. I just think... You know, when you're a referee, a match official, you one of your first jobs there, yes, it's to officiate the game, keep it flowing, but you have to protect the players. That has to be sacrosanct. And to let challenges go like that, you know, and I can understand sometimes you miss it as a referee, but the VAR is watching it. I just don't get how it's not a red card. I don't get how that doesn't, it's over the top, it's endangering the opponent, it's reckless, it's rash, it's late. It's just a red card. They've changed the bar in terms of when VAR gets involved and the threshold for them getting involved. But if that includes letting players get away with potentially leg break in challenges, I just don't understand it. Surely that is one of the key things that VAR has been brought in for, is for players to get punished for challenges like that. He should have been sent off. Absolutely no doubt about it. Electric Noir says, best thing about the Chelsea game is Partey can still raise his level. Made such a difference to our threat. What an option when Georgie isn't impacting the game. We've waited all year for that midfield. Bring on the spuds. Devan says, fantastic win. Havertz brace. That midfield of Partey, Rice, Odegaard looks delicious. And finally, Charlie J. This is a great point. I really did laugh at this. So, so bitter. Said, Chelsea admin refusing to name Havertz was too funny. They basically made him Lord Voldemort. Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, on their social media, on their Twitter account, and you know when the goals go in, you know, they'd put goal, Trossard, goal, White. And then it was for the third and fourth goal, it was just goal, Arsenal score again, refusing to even name the facts. It was Havertz who was scoring against him. Just made me laugh so much. Classic Chelsea. But yeah, just a lot of fun. What a fantastic win. It's what we all want, isn't it, when we watch football? It was just an absolute delight. That's it from me today. Have a fantastic Wednesday, everyone. Enjoy it. Soak it up because we've got a nauseous few days ahead of us. Well, I have anyway. I don't know how you feel when you approach a North London derby, but it just makes me feel sick to my stomach in the days leading up to it. And this one especially is going to be worse than normal. So enjoy today. Enjoy reveling in the highlights. And I'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. Have a great day, everyone. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.